Guruvachaka Kovai by Sri Muruganar. Translated by Robert Butler, Dr. T. V. Venkata Subramanian, and David Gardman. The Greatness of Ahamukham, Facing Towards the Self. Verse number 184. அயலாம் புலம் சுட்டறிவான தன்மெய் இயலே பிடிப்பாய் இருக்க முயல்வார் உயல்கின்றவாறு மற்றொன்று பற்றி வெற்று நிழல் சென்று பற்றலே நேர். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், ஒன்ஸ் ரியல் நேச்சர், விச் இஸ் த பேசிஸ் ஆஃப் நோயிங் த நான் செல்ஃப் அப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், இஸ் தி எக்ஸலண்ட் என்கரேஜ் for the meditation practice of aspirants. If unaware of this, they meditate and toil by holding on to another object imagined within that self. This is like grasping a shadow, the illusory reflection, while ignoring the real object. Verse number 185. புன்புலமே சுட்டலுறும் புத்தி நானாரென்று தன்புலமே சுட்டத் தலைப்படலே முன்பார் குறிகுணமே சுட்டி குலை தழுங்கும் தன் சுட்டறிவு தன்னுட்செறியுமாறு. The intellect, which is the சுட்டறிவு, the individual consciousness, loses its focus and suffers by constantly directing attention towards objects and their attributes. The way to make it individual consciousness unites with and subside in one swarupa, true nature, is to begin taking it wholeheartedly as the object of attention through the inquiry, who is the I who is paying attention to sordid sense objects? Verse number 186. பார்ப்பானை பாராமல் பார்க்கப்படுபொருளை பார்ப்பதனால் என்றும் பரிதவிக்கும் பார்ப்பாரே நுந்தம் புறமே நீர் நோக்காதே உன்னோக்கி தொந்த மறுத்தல் சுகம். You perceivers, you who endure endless suffering through perceiving the objects of sense without first perceiving the one in whose sight they appear. Happiness is simply the removal of the sense of duality. This occurs when attention is focused inward instead of outward. Bhagavan. Misery is due to objects. If they are not there, there will be no contingent thoughts. So misery is wiped off. How will objects cease to be is the next question. The Shrutis, scriptures, and the sages say that the objects are only mental creations. They have no substantive being. Investigate the matter and ascertain the truth of the statement. The result will be the conclusion that the objective world is the subjective consciousness. The self is thus the only reality which permeates and also envelops the world. Since there is no duality, no thoughts will arise to disturb your peace. This realization of the self is eternal and also its realization. Verse number 187.
வெளிப்படுத்தல் உன்னை விவேகமன்று நெஞ்சே உளப்படுத்தல் ஒன்றே உறுதி. வெளிப்படுத்தி உன்னை கவிழ்க்க உபாயம் சூழ் மாயை நின்று உன்னை கரந்து உள் ஒழுகு.
O mind, it's not wise for you to come out and show yourself. Realizing that merging your consciousness in the heart alone bestows on you the ultimate benefit. Stay within and safeguard yourself from Maya, who seeks every possible means of capsizing you by drawing you outwards. Verse number 188. Velile odi, vinodame nadi, kalinal adi, kaliyadu olinal, ondu, tan ullattu urudi vera, tan sorubam sarndu, valhitral sadar. Rather than wasting one's life by racing around seeking sense pleasures and dancing with the intoxication of them, the wiser course is to seek, through consciousness, one's real nature and live merged in it, obtaining the ultimate benefit in the heart. Verse number 189. Dondak karite tuyar uyadark yeduvai tam tam upasantiyai thalludalal anda karuthu manathai kavaramal sitta viruthi adangal vidhi. Dualistic pairs of opposing thoughts are the cause of your misery as they afflict the mind. They banish the bliss of peace, your nature, preventing you from experiencing it. Hence, the proper course is to ensure the total cessation of mental vrittis in such a way that opposing thought pairs do not gain a hold over the mind. Muruganar. Dualistic pairs of opposing thoughts are thoughts that invariably rise together and which never separate from each other, such as virtue and sin, joy and misery, good and bad, and so on. You should know that tranquility is not experienced except by inner harmony, and an inner harmony will only exist for those who have a dead mind. The reason for this is that these aforementioned thoughts always rise in opposing pairs. Verse number 190. Ulle irupadanai oramal oordorum pulle ena parandu povirgal ullattu arivu oor siridum alayadu adangi cherive paramasivam. You people who go on flying like birds to one holy Shiva shrine after another, not realizing that Shiva is dwelling within you. Supreme Shivam is the consciousness that has subsided and focused itself without the slightest movement in the heart. Verse number 191.
Valiyal alivu eidum vangathin paipol வெளியே பறந்து விடாமை நளி கடல்வாய் தாழப் படிந்து தரித்த நங்கூரம் போல் ஆழப் புகுவது அறிவு.
Rather than allowing the mind to spread outwards like the sail of a ship to be ruined by the strong winds of the objects of sense, it's wisdom to dive deep and enter the heart in order to obtain the state of stillness, and there be like an anchor that sinks deep and lies settled on the broad ocean's bed.